One of the Czech Republic's biggest makers of kitchenware, Tescoma, is currently suffering millions of crowns in losses. That's because the authorities in Italy have banned the sale of thermal flasks made by the firm. The Italians say the flasks are carcinogenic. Dita Asiedu reports.
The Tescoma company, based in the Moravian town of Zlín, keeps the contents of most of its flasks hot or cool with the help of asbestos pads that hold the insulation between two inner glass walls. A procedure that the company says is standard with most manufacturers. But last month, the Italian authorities pulled 9 Tescoma thermal containers off the market. They say asbestos fibers may be released if the internal glass container breaks and the asbestos board pads are handled. Thus, the flasks pose a dangerous threat to the consumer. But Tescoma refutes the claims. Almost all producers use the same amount of asbestos in their flasks, and there is no viable reason for the ban, says the company's Richard Gallup.
The vacuum flasks Tescoma are in all standards absolutely safe. This has been proven by the latest expertise of Czech national authorities. The whole affair seems to us to be more as an aspect of the competition on European markets. We will defend ourselves in this matter, and our legal department already requires explanation on Italian authorities.
The Italian authorities have issued a high-level warning to the EU's Rapid Alert System for non-food products, known as RAPEX. As a preventive measure, Tescoma has pulled its flasks off the Czech market until the results of a full laboratory analysis are released. The Czech Commercial Inspection, which conducted the tests, has now confirmed that consumers have no cause for concern. The authority criticizes Italy's measure. The inspection's Peter Hassmann explains why.
They did not make a risk assessment procedure, which is a very important instrument. We did such risk assessment procedure, and our result was that the risk is very low, so it's not necessary to take over any action in the RAPEX system. Regarding this, it seems to us that it could be a competitive instrument for repressing the competition in trade.
The Czech Health Institute has also been issuing statements that Czechs need not return their flasks. The Czech authorities will now propose to lower the warning level in the EU's RAPEX system. But it will be up to an investigation in Brussels to decide whether the Czech flasks really pose a cancer risk.